one of them being our customer outreach. It's a key component of our website development as well as the maintenance. When we develop new internet services, we go out and seek public feedback on our plans. We do this through focus groups, surveys, and we also bring in the public to assist us with usability testing so that they can catch anything that we might need to change before we actually release it. And then after we implement a service, we use data analytics and customer surveys to get feedback from the customer experience. And we use this feedback to continuously improve our website and provide enhancements to the services we are offering. So that speaks to the maintenance piece of it.
What were some of the user comments and feedback, but whether it came from any of those sources that you just laid out, that have led you to make changes over the period of time that you've overseen this?
Well, they may indicate, you know, they weren't able to find something, so we had to make it more prominent on a page, you know, too many clicks or too many words on a page, those kinds of things. So they will point out any enhancements that they would like to see to make it easier to use.
How do you then translate that feedback into changes, into action as to how you go about doing things? Do you have the ability to kind of turn on a dime when you see a trend developing and make a change pretty quickly?
Not as quickly as we would like. We do have a limited number of systems resources, so we generally prioritize our systems changes at the beginning of the year to make those changes. So we'll bundle things together. Where we're able to make those things on the fly, we certainly do that. If there are word changes and things like that, that can happen a little more quickly.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a tremendous amount of for lack of a better term, market research that goes into this to be able to determine what your customers need. How do you connect with those customers? How do you recruit them, I guess, in the first place to learn who they are?
Well, we engage a number of ways to get that marketing out there. Number one, obviously, are our employees. Our employees are on board with our internet services, and we have broad internal marketing processes in place for new services. When we release a new service on the internet, we provide a marketing campaign to help our employees understand and share in the benefits of the new services. Our employees are actually trained on the internet services, and we use a multiple of ways to do that. We use video. We use web-based tools. We even have facsimiles of the actual internet pages to help our frontline employees relate to what the customer is seeing, so they see what the customer sees. And we also provide data back to our employees on you know, who's using the internet and those kinds of things, or the volume of people using the internet services.
That's a cool methodology, the part where you just talked about the fact that employees see what the customer sees.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on any number of calls with folks in the private sector where I'm trying to explain what I'm seeing and the person on the other end has no idea. So that's a concept that is neat to hear that you guys get.
Yeah, now right now they're just, you know, facsimiles of the internet pages. What we hope to get to in the future is screen sharing, where the person on the other side can allow us to have access so that we can see exactly where they are on the page. But right now we can see facsimiles of the pages.
What is driving the decisions that you make about your websites in other than this kind of customer feedback and market research, Robin?
Well, in 2013, the agency convened an electronic services work group to develop a process for prioritizing our internet services. And some of the guiding principles that we came up with were we give priority to those services with the highest volume and the highest return on investment. One of the applications we have online is the benefit verification, and people have to come in and do this for a variety of reasons. So that's one of our highest volume applications. So it made sense to put that online. We focus on customer groups so that once you've used the internet, we can keep customers using the internet to conduct their business. So a full suite of services, we try to move towards that. We use the My Social Security portal for new services and consider using the My Social Security authentication when enhancing existing services. And we look for ways to integrate services and make them more interactive in order to improve the customer experience. What we're doing with this is giving the customer choice, right? We still have the walk-in option, the telephone option. This is another choice, and we want to make it as user-friendly as possible.
Robin Sabatino is Associate Commissioner in the Office of Electronic Services and Technology at the Social Security Administration. SSA recently recognized for the excellence of their digital services. And digital services as a term is kind of a buzzword in the federal government right now, Robin. What do you see in the future for your agency when it comes to digital services that you provide to your customers?
First and foremost, as I just recently mentioned, was, you know, we want to give them choice. And when we give them the choice, we want to make it something that's attractive and usable for them. We want to familiarize our customers with our self-service options and expand the availability of our online services to those who may not have access otherwise. So some people in our user community don't have access to computers at home. So we have self-help computers in our offices that provide our internet services with employee assistance to those customers who don't want to wait in line and feel comfortable using this option. We also are leveraging our partnerships with community groups and other government agencies, and we are putting our SSA Express icon on their computers in those sites so that when they're there to do other business, like the VA, if they're in there to do VA business, they can, rather than come into our office, they can use their computer to get to our website. And as I mentioned, the screen sharing option, we're also looking to improve our customer experience through other customer engagement tools like Click to Call Back, Dynamic Help, which provides knowledge-based help and assistance depending on where they are in the application, click to chat, click to video, a message center option where eventually they will be able to actually receive their notices online rather than getting them in paper if they'd like to do that, and then the screen sharing. So we have a lot of things on the horizon. They're not all available at this point, but those are some of the things that we're moving toward in our digital service.
You said something there, though, Robin, that I think is particularly interesting and positive, and that is just the initial response to the question, what do you have planned for the future, rather than a particular app or gadget or something like that. It was more of a concept, kind of almost a worldview of what you want to do to serve the customer. And I'm starting to hear that approach more from IT and digital services people across government, but it's not universal yet. What do you think makes that so front and center for you and your team at the Social Security Administration? How did you get to that place from we want to create this or that thing?
I think because we have to look at it from a broader view, because we do serve such a large portion of the population in various segments of the population, and we have to meet a variety of needs. So again, you know, we have to give choice, we have to give options, and we just need to ensure that all of our applications meet that need. So we can't look at a single application because it won't fill the entire need. As I said before, you know, we're looking at suites of services so that if a person chooses the internet as their method of doing service, they can do all of it and not have to switch back and forth between coming in, using the phone, doing some things internet.